Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 159. Hello, friend. I hope you're doing amazing. I really do. I hope you have some things in your life right now that you're thankful for. Anything, big, small, whatever. Just anything. Even if it's just this moment you've taken for yourself to listen to this podcast, just a moment for you. That's something to be thankful for, right? And this isn't an episode on gratitude, but I did want to just take a second to remind you that I think we all have the ability to make the decision to be thankful. It's not always easy. And I totally know that for sure. Firsthand, I do. But I think the most beautiful thing about life is that you can make a decision at any point to step back and purposefully find something to be thankful for. Each one of us can do this at any moment. And right now, I'm super thankful for the ability to make my own decisions, to do one thing one day, something completely different the next, to say yes when I want to say no when I want to. Like, how freaking amazing is that? That we get to make choices just because we want to. And like, that blows my mind. It really does. And I'm thankful for that, for my ability to make decisions in life, to make choices, to change my mind. And in a way, that's what I want to talk about today, that because we have this amazing ability to make decisions in life, we have the ability to then do the opposite of what we would normally do. We have the ability to do the opposite of what we're accustomed to doing. And oh boy, man, let me tell you what happens when you start challenging yourself to do the opposite of what you normally do. When you challenge yourself to go left if you normally go right, to speak up if you normally stay quiet, to just do quite literally the opposite. 180 degree switcheroo from what you would normally do. And I'll tell you what happens. Amazing, insane, rewarding things happen. I have found this to be so incredibly true and consistent in my life. I really have. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. I'm calling it the opposite challenge because I want to challenge you for 30 days to do the opposite of what you would normally do. So very excited to talk about this. I'm actually surprised I haven't talked about this before, and I'm going to hop into it real quick. But before that, I want to say thank you to everyone who dropped a rating and review on the podcast, on Apple Podcasts last week after I asked you to do so. I'm at like 1,900 reviews, and I think it would be so freaking cool to get to 2,000 before the new year. So thank you for taking the time to do this. It really is surreal to look at all the amazing feedback for one, but also it does help the show grow. So if you're into supporting me, which is kind of cool, I think, and you could take a minute to hit 5 stars and then write a 1 to 2 sentence review and hit submit, I would be so, so grateful. And of course, I would love to thank you. And because I've been posting my number, if you do it, you could text me and say you did it and I could thank you and we can chat and hang out, if that's up your alley. So text me if you want, 312-584-4002. It's in the description. And thank you for taking the time to do those reviews. It really does mean a lot. And last but not least, be sure to check out the meditation mixtapes. That's the project that DJ Case Kenny has been doing, basically mixing together fresh house tunes with kind of my own guided meditations. Basically, picture this podcast, New Mindset Who Dis, but mixed with energizing music to get you smiling and going. It's pretty cool. And I've really been digging doing it, putting it together. Like, I just legitimately have so much fun. But the feedback has been really great as well. So if you're into it, you want to check it out, you can listen to the meditation mixtapes by clicking the link in my Instagram bio at case.kenny. Or I've got the website up now. It's meditationmixtapes.com. And voila, you'll be grooving in no time. So check it out. Let me know what you think. And that's it. I love you all. Seriously, seriously. Thank you for supporting me. I can't even describe it with words, but let's get into it. This isn't enough about me. It's not all about me. Let's talk about this opposite challenge. Let's talk about the amazing things that happen when you start doing the opposite of what you normally do. Oh, I guess, sorry, I lied. Back to me real quick. I do quickly want to talk about how I came up with this idea. Like, I always want to give you context as to why I say what I say. I never just come up with an idea that sounds good in theory. You know, I always try to live what I talk about, right? Why else would you listen to me? So this idea of doing the opposite, and in retrospect, again, I'm kind of surprised I haven't done this topic before, because I've been living this for quite some time. If I didn't really realize it, it's a mindset of mine, but I guess I really hadn't taken the time to put a label on it. But the other day I did two things and I was like, oh, duh. Like, all these good things that happened to me, the way I've grown as a dude bro guy, all these things happened because I did the opposite of what I normally would do. I did the opposite of what I was tempted to do. And voila, I was like, oh, the opposite, like the opposite mindset, the opposite challenge. This is a thing. So the two things I'm referencing here. First, the other day I was on a flight, and on flights, I always sleep. Like, I can sit down and lights out in 2 minutes flat. I think it's my superpower. So without fail, I usually sleep on flights unless there's something urgent that I have to do. But the other day, you know, I had a flight and I wanted to sleep, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm just going to think. I'm not going to play on my phone. I'm not going to read a book. I'm not going to get on my computer. I'm literally just going to sit here. And as hard as that was, admittedly, I think I looked like a crazy person just staring at the seat back in front of me. For most of the flight, I literally just sat there in my thoughts, in my head, in my feelings. Man, luckily it was only a 49-minute flight from Chicago to Detroit. I think any longer and I would have lost my mind, but I literally had never done that before. And doing this was and is a complete 180 from what I would normally do. But do you know what came from doing this on that flight? Amazing things. I came up with like 10 topics for the podcast. I found some great important clarity on some life stuff I've been considering. And I just felt super present. And it was great. It was so refreshing, like tangibly so. Like, I felt it. I felt good things 100% came from that. So that was example one, where I did the opposite challenge without really realizing it. And immediately good things came from it. Example two. I had a meeting the other day, a business meeting for my day job. I work in sales in Chicago, ad tech sales. And as a salesperson, I love to talk. You know, that's par for the course, I guess. So I love to talk and ask questions. And I kind of tend, if you can't tell, to talk fast. So, you know, I just have so many great things to say. And I'm pretty good at sales. I'm blessed to have had a great career. And usually when I run a meeting with a client, again, like, I talk a lot, I set the agenda, I try to control the room, I try to direct the conversation. But for some reason in this meeting, like, we were all set up and ready to rock with the presentation. For some reason, I can't really explain it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to just start talking. I'm going to shut my mouth and see what happens. I'm just going to see what happens. So as hard as it was, and kind of as awkward as it was for a moment, I literally didn't say anything. I just sat there. I sat there and forced something else to happen. And actually what happened was the client was like, you know what? Actually, before you get started, I've been meaning to ask you something off the record. That was how the conversation started. And that actually led to a new potential deal that will hopefully come in the new year. Like, that literally happened. And it literally happened because I did the opposite of what I would normally do. Instead of talking, I let them start the conversation, and it went in a completely new direction that I had no idea it would go in. I'm not making this up. So from my experience, I think there's a lot of power behind this idea of doing the opposite of what you would normally do, of what you're accustomed to doing, of what you're comfortable doing. Like, I have example after example after example of times where good things have happened over and over again, where I decided to do the opposite of what I would normally do. And that is why I want to encourage you to try a 30-day opposite challenge, to, over the course of 30 days, every day, as often as you can, literally check yourself and say, this is what I would normally do. This is what I normally say. So I'm going to do whatever is 180 degrees different from that, what is completely opposite of that. And that's the challenge, called a 30-day challenge, to push yourself for 30 days to do the opposite of what you would normally do. And now in deciding to do this episode and finally kind of put a label to this mindset that I've been living, I've realized that I've seen this before. I've seen this idea of doing the opposite. And it comes from my favorite TV show of all time. It comes from where personally I get a lot of my sense of humor. It comes from Seinfeld. I don't know if you watch Seinfeld, but seriously, so great. And this idea of opposite, doing the opposite, was in an episode of it. And I want to quickly share it with you to illustrate the power of, again, this opposite mindset. In the show, it comes from George, George Costanza. He's the short, balding, pudgy guy who just, you know, can't seem to get a job, can't find a woman, who is just generally frustrated and anxious all the time. He's always messing up, always falling short of kind of what he wants. That's George. But then out of the blue in this episode, he decides to start just doing the opposite of what he would normally do in every scenario. Instead of ordering what he would normally order at the diner he and Jerry frequent, he orders the opposite. And it's a funny line. He goes, "I always have tuna on toast. Nothing's ever worked out for me with tuna on toast." He's like, "You know what? I want the complete opposite of on toast. I want chicken salad, on rye, untoasted, and a cup of tea." That's what he said. So boom, that's the opposite. And then he sees this attractive woman at the diner, and he has this realization that, you know, normal George would never walk up and talk to her. So in the spirit of doing the opposite, he gets up, walks over to her and goes, "Hi, my name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents." And to everyone's surprise, she's like, "Hello." And then they go on a date together. She's really open to it. You know, these things happen because he decided to do the opposite. And then he and Jerry are talking about this, and Jerry goes, "If every instinct you have has been wrong, then the opposite would have to be right." And voila, there you have this opposite mindset that I've been talking about, which fuels this idea of a 30-day challenge. And of course, I'm not saying that every decision you've made before is wrong. I'm just saying that if you're like most people, if you're like myself, you might have this tendency to just coast, to live comfortably, to live in your routine, to not push yourself. And that, you know, that's kind of where you are. And if you realize that, it's time to shake things up a little bit for the better. It's time to ask yourself, what would happen if you embraced the magic of doing the opposite in your life? What would happen if you started saying no when you normally would say yes, or yes when you normally say no? Like, what would happen? Ask yourself that. Because you never know. But in my experience, good things happen. Really good things. Clarity happens. New perspective happens. Crazy new opportunities materialize out of nowhere when you do this. And that's what happens, I really believe, when you start doing the opposite of what you would normally do. At minimum, you're going to push yourself out of your comfort zone, out of your same old habit and decision. And that's always a good thing. I don't think there's any denying that. I think we could agree on that. So that's amazing. And for me, if I look at my life and if I really think about it personally, like, my growth as a person has come really only when I pushed myself, to do the opposite of what I would normally do. When I pushed myself in like 2012 to interview for a new job rather than just sit and hope that my talent would be recognized at my current one. When I pushed myself to ask for more money rather than just hope I get a good end of year review and get a raise. When I pushed myself to ask that girl out rather than beat around the bush for 2 weeks in classic case style. When I decided to finally promote my creative side hustle writing podcast rather than just hoping that people would find it online. That kind of thing. Each and every time I decided to do the opposite of what I would normally do, only good things happened to me. I got a new job, made more money, got recognized for my creative talents. I found myself with more clarity, learned something about myself each and every time. Every time. Like, I seriously can't think of a single time where I did the opposite of what I would normally do and something bad happened. Like, I literally can't think of it. Like, new opportunities, new people, new perspective has always come from living this opposite mindset. And yeah, okay, for sure. Like, I've failed when I've done the opposite. I've lost when I've done the opposite. I've been awkward or embarrassed. But even from those experiences, I've always found a way to say, hey, that was a W. That's not an L, that's a W. And that's why I'm so on board with this opposite challenge idea. I'm so on board with pushing yourself, challenging yourself to do the opposite of what you would normally do. Because it really is quite magical, in my opinion. And that's all I really want to say in this episode, that for the next 30 days, let's do this. Let's do this together. That anytime you have a decision to make, literally big, small, whatever, push yourself to think for a moment. What would I normally do here? Consider that. And now think, what would be the direct opposite of that? And then go and do that. Go and do the opposite. Like, don't turn your life upside down, of course, but do this as often as you can and just see what happens. See what happens. You know, you normally go out on Friday night, stay in. You don't usually speak up in a meeting, speak up. You don't usually ask for a spot at the gym, ask for one. You never post selfies on Instagram, bang out a killer selfie and publish it. You've been too shy to go to that salsa dance class. I don't know. Sign up for it and go. Like, you get it. Just do the opposite of what you would normally do. And like, you can even gamify it for yourself. Like, make this a challenge. 30 days. Do the opposite. Do the opposite to prove to yourself that good things come from those decisions. Prove to yourself that there's always, always something to learn about yourself and the world around you. And that only happens, it really only happens when you start doing the opposite of what you would normally do. It's like, seriously, like supercharging your personal growth by just doing the opposite. And that's a powerful, magical ability we all have. We have this ability to do the opposite of what we're comfortable doing, of doing the opposite of what we would normally do. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I'd love for you to try this 30-day do the opposite challenge with me. And of course, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend, encourage them to do a 30-day opposite challenge in every aspect of their life. Do it together with them, see what happens. And then, of course, let me know. Let me know what happens. Let me know what happens on Instagram at case.kenny or text me. My number is in the description. But that's it. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.